Mandy Malone's audio podcasts are for consenting adults only. The material contained on this and other podcasts is not intended for minors under the age of 18. 21 in jurisdictions where 21 is the age of majority, those who do not desire to be exposed to sexually explicit material, leave now. If your community does not allow such, you must also leave. Access is allowed only to adults who are familiar with sexually explicit material of this nature and who are not offended by this material and desire to be exposed to this material. This podcast may contain artistic and literary value as well as educational information regarding sexual matters relating to masturbation, cuckolding for responsible adults interested in this type of information. If you are easily offended or uncomfortable with this, please leave now. You must agree to release the creditors of this website, its owners, service providers, and other affiliates or agents from any and all liabilities. Click on this podcast only if you agree with these terms. Thank you. I am happy to say that my slave Matt has returned after, I guess, some summer vacationing. I'm happy for him. He's a great guy and he has a nice family. And I know that he likes to travel. And he did call me on his return, which I enjoyed because I do love training him. And he's a great slave for me. I've had many hours of pleasure emailing back and forth and doing sessions with him. Well, for those of you who want background on Slave Matt, you can click on his link in categories, and there's a bunch of some very extensive blogs and podcasts about him. He has posted ads in Craigslist, and I have been training him to be a good cocksucker for me and to be submissive. He is a cuckold husband. His wife did have a boyfriend on and off for a couple of years, and it was just a sex boyfriend, not a boyfriend. But recently she ran into him, and I thought for sure when he called me this time that I was going to hear that they had had some sort of reunion, but he said she did not seem interested, so I thought that was pretty interesting. In the meanwhile, Slave Matt is looking for a full-time dom to dom him, and this would mean oral servitude, where he would become fully submissive, and Slave Matt wants to go to the next level, which of course is anal. But right now we do not have a real-time dom for him to serve. In the meanwhile, he puts up ads, and he has been practicing his cocksucking skills, which have been improving. Sometimes I have him use a dildo for me, and I can tell he's taking it very seriously and doing some good cocksucking, which is fabulous. He did meet recently with this guy that a real-time mistress had sent to him a while back, and she wanted Slave Matt to be a sub to her sub, so it's way down on the totem pole, and they performed some sort of exercises. I did ask Slave Matt to send me a update on all this so that you would be able to follow along with what he did with this other slave. It gets confusing for me because there have been quite a few different instances where he sucked cock. So, anyway, maybe he will write us a little update about that particular experience with this subby guy. And that mistress, Slave Matt, for some reason, wanted to become part of her corral, although I don't know why, because she sounds ridiculous. She's hard to please. The cocks are never the right cocks. They're never the big enough cocks. You know, go find your own cocks. And, you know, quite honestly, I think it's pretty hard to hook up as it is. If you read my blog post, you'll see my comments on that. Okay, how I feel about cock size. For you cocksuckers out there, I don't care what size cocks you suck. I think that any cock you can get in your cock-sucking mouth is good. For me, I need a big cock, of course. I am the goddess, and goddess needs to be pleasured. But you're just sucking cock and swallowing cum and stuff, so I really don't care what you do with those. So as far as I'm concerned, Slave Matt, go get yourself some good cocks to suck, and let's get back on a training schedule like we had before, and you can amuse me. In the meanwhile, you are supposed to write me an essay so that I can post it on my blog, because there are others who are interested in your comings and goings. No pun intended. Get it, Cummings? So, you little cocksucker, get yourself out there, post those ads, and get me back a report. And for the rest of you, you can dial my number at 1-877-732-6360 for some good old-fashioned domination phone sex. I do not only do humiliation, I do domination, role play, feminization, and of course one of my specialties is guided masturbation, and I think I have a lot of people who can vouch for that. So call me. I have my little special running. You can mention that, and we'll hook up and have a lot of fun. Meanwhile, Slave Matt, you have your instructions, and thank you all for listening. Bye-bye from Mandy.